Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why are you fetishizing smoked meat again?
I'm not.
I need to see the video.
Just thinks I'm
There's a
sex
lot
with
of
smoked chicken.
Good info going around out there about you that paints you in a pretty
not a bad info.
It's a pretty bad, like,
sooner or later. Your chickens come home to roost, and here we go.
It's just, if you watch the chicken video, do me a favor, go to Shane's Twitter, watch the chicken video, and tell me if there isn't something a little uncomfortable about it.
Nobody was thinking it until you brought it up.
I don't know what maybe I'm attracted to chickens.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe this is a me thing I have to deal with and talk through. But it was a little, I don't know, the position and the way the camera lingered and something isn't just a little off.
I did it from the show account. I retweeted it.
Oh, you
so
did? Okay.
Yeah, not safe for work. Be careful.
There's nothing wrong with the chickens. And I went in there. You know, he was talking to me about this morning, and it's like, you know, they're sitting there, and it just looks like, you know, they're sitting there.
Keep your eyes peeled, boys. Somebody's gonna make love to this chicken any minute.
They're not sitting
what
there.
What do you want me to do with the chickens, Dan?
They're on all fours. The chickens are on all fours in Dan's
How
mind.
Else are the chickens going to lay?
Turn them over. They don't look comfortable.
Check that 7 day to make your weekend
like
plans.
It. Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
And I guess that's me.
Keep that chicken.
Okay, I'll do
it. All right, before we continue,
I think you guys should call it fair or foul. That was one of the great chicken discussions I have ever heard.
One. Two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Man, when you really do think about it, chicken corners.
Yes.
The Popeyes and the Chick-fil-A over there at Fullerton and Damon by Elston. That conversation got that comment from Steve Stone.
Yep.
Then, of course, Fried Chicken Wednesday, baby, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now Shane having sex with chickens.
Whoa!
I mean, I guess...
Whoa!
I guess we're the chicken show. Yeah.
Look, I want to defend Shane. He does not, as far as we know, do anything untoward with chickens. It was Bernsey... thought about it, and therefore, by definition, once he thought about it and said it out loud, that's what he does. So we can firmly establish he's a chicken sexer.
I shouldn't have said it so definitively, Shane. I'm sorry. You're an accused person of having sex with chickens.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
Do you guys know what chicken sexing is? It's when they take the young chickens and they figure out if they're male or female. No, this is a real thing. And it's a skill. It's a skill set. There's a really good movie. I think it was Oscar nominated.
Did Shane teach you?
No, but it's called Minari. And it's about I think it's a Korean family that moves to Arkansas and they work as chicken sexers. Like, they go there and they just bring them a whole bucket of chicks. And they're like, yep, this is a male. This is a female. Like, that's a life.
Didn't they call the guy who started that the great one?
There you go.
Anyway, it's a great film.
Sure
it
is.
It really is.
Sure is.
Why? Of all of the entertainment vehicles in the world.
Yeah.
Netflix, Amazon,
sure.
Hulu, Apple, 700 channels.
Sure.
Why'd you watch that out of curiosity?
Minari? Because it's a beautiful film. It was a beautiful, thoughtful film about...
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, it sure was. About, you know, coming to America and thinking you're going to have a wonderful life, and all of a sudden you're chicken sexing and you're living in a trailer in Arkansas. You got to figure out what to do. The American dream, baby.
It's American dream.
Yeah.
For
it's,
someone.
It's a version of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I saw you responded to someone on the text line in response to the conversation about Major League Baseball in a couple of weeks starting to really crack down on the substances, and whether it be spider tack or sunscreen with rosin and everything in between, pine tar, they are going to just say, you can't do it anymore.
Mm.
We're going to be checking the starting pitchers. We're going to be checking the catchers. We're going to be inspecting the baseballs. We're going to check the relief pitchers. And if you're found to do it, you're ejected immediately. You're suspended 10 days with pay, and your team can't replace you, your roster spot. It's a very significant departure from what they've been doing for the last, entire history of the sport. Someone said... And I, Jim Rome had it in the Sports Minute during the commercial break. I saw it on Twitter a lot last night. This is the problem with having takes that are just born off reading the headlines. Like, oh, a 10-day paid suspension. I'd love to go on vacation for 10 days. That's really going to work. Your roster spot can't be filled, and you get ejected from the game, and you're putting your teammates at a competitive disadvantage. Like, you can't suspend these guys without pay mid-season for something that isn't collectively bargained. They have a union. You can do betterment of the game rules without it being collectively bargained, but you can't just take their money away without collectively bargaining it. So that's why they're getting paid. But I do still think that punishment will be a deterrent for these guys, because if it's a 26-man roster and you just start flaunting it and you're down to 24, 23, 22 guys all of a sudden, mm-hmm. your team's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. And even just down one guy, the way that bullpens are used these days, and certainly down two guys is going to be an issue. Plus, now you're letting your teammates down. Now you're letting your teammates down and you're getting exposed. It is incredibly clear that pitchers have already responded, Danny, and have started to use less. There's any number of measurables, not just the stats, but you can measure the spin rate. Somebody had seen the biggest drop from 1 month to another being this May to this June in years and years and years. So they've already responded. They're going to respond more. Your point about guys maybe getting hurt as they respond, what a terrible situation to put these pitchers in, and a terrible situation to put the teams in. It's like, why doing it right now, right in the middle of everything, and giving the umpires the power? It just, yes, you have the unilateral power to do so, and yes, it will affect change, but it's just, Rob Manfred is not a leader. We've known this. He's just not a leader in this situation, as so many have been writing, calls for effective, thoughtful leading, which involves listening to everybody involved. And they haven't even listened to pitchers about whether they think this is a good idea, or listened to batters about whether this is a good idea right now. They're just freaking acting so reactionary.
It is. It feels like an arbitrary time to do it. Putting sunscreen on the same level as spider tack feels heavy-handed. I'm looking forward to talking to Lance Lynn about it. But let me play devil's advocate to that point, and I'm not even saying that I necessarily believe this. I don't exactly know how this is going to go. So we're working through this. The information just came out last night mm-hmm. about the memo. But just for the point of conversation here, if this offseason, the owners, Rob Manfred, against the players' union, are going to be stuck at the negotiating table over revenue share,
yeah.
length of season, national media deals, and all of the things that have us thinking that there is going to be a real potential for a lockout / work stoppage next year.
Yeah.
If you were them and you could just impose this without bringing it to the table for collective bargaining, when that table's already going to be fraught with so many landmines and issues,
mm-hmm.
and you do genuinely believe and have people like Theo Epstein telling you that they genuinely believe
okay.
that this is in the best interest of the game and will improve it,
okay.
I think you can make a real argument that even though it's unpopular in the short term, it's actually the better path to just getting the rule changed.
Okay, well, hold on. What if we took out the collective bargaining part of it? What if they did this exact move, which they have the power to do, but they did it as soon as the offseason started? They said, hey, we're going to be doing this. And as soon as the offseason started, they did it. So it's not in the mix for bargaining. As you say, that's very complicated. But it still avoids everyone adjusting on the fly and the massive disruption, personally, physically, team-wise.
I think that's totally reasonable. Like I think that is a totally reasonable counter to that, and say, hey, just do it when the team and the players have a full off season to practice and figure it out,
yep,
and not have to do it on the fly. So based on that drop in the spin rate, like that's already happened,
yeah,
since the announcement June 5th, right? Do you think that if it went from 90% of guys are using it, just to use an arbitrary number, we know it's the overwhelming majority. What do you think it's at now, based on that drop? Do you think it's possible that it went to zero? That every team was like, okay, they're going to do this. Stop. Get in your bullpens. Start practicing without it.
Mm.
We've got to prepare for this, and we can't afford for guys to be suspended. Like I'm wondering if that date in June, they actually did give players enough lead time here to stop using it.
Great piece in The Athletic today from Eno Saris and Brittany Garoli, and it's very well sourced. To your point, Danny, they asked nearly a dozen hitters, pitchers, coaches, managers, and executives some of these questions that you're talking about. And there's a quote in there from one player who said that he has seen pitchers come in the past week after one inning and say, go get me my spider tack. I can't feel a damn thing. So trying to do it without and then going back to using it because they can't feel it. And then there's this, which I think is really to exactly what you're talking about. A veteran pitcher told The Athletic, quote, quick guess, 15% use the super strong glue stuff. 30% use a stronger pine tar mix / Angels Clubhouse type level of mix. 30% use a mix of lighter sticky stuff or sunscreen or firm grip. 20% use nothing, said a veteran pitcher. If I'm off by more than 10% on any of those, I would be surprised. That's fascinating. So he's saying 80% use something, 15% use the super strong stuff, 30% use the stronger stuff. So it's all those grades. So MLB is deciding to try and get rid of all 80% of those.
So let's just think about this. We've got Lance Lynn in about an hour and a half or so. The questions for an opinionated veteran made man pitcher who's been paid and is willing to share his opinion are: what do you think of this? How much of a deterrent is this? How much is this going to change the game in your mind? Like, because I do wonder, like, the games are going to be played. They're doing it in season. They're doing it on the fly. Like, how big of a deal does he think this is going,
yes,
to be,
yes,
a week from now?
And this is a veteran who's been around and knows a lot of guys, knows what people are using. And without having him be specific, how many pitchers are going to be less effective? You know, like that kind of thing, as well as the specifics of should they be allowing nothing or should there be a substance, those kind of things.
That's the thing. It strikes me as unlikely that it's they say they've got the data that shows that this is going to be safer. And I'd be interested in seeing that data, because I what you're talking about is the 45-foot pitches because they don't know where the ball's going.
Right.
But on the other end of that spec, if you're saying only 15% of guys, based on that Athletic story, use the really strong stuff, well, that means that there's another 60-70% of pitchers that are just using something,
yeah,
just because they want to grip the baseball a little bit and they think it feels like a cue ball.
Well, if they're all using the foreign substance, if 80% are using the foreign substances, right now the hit-by-pitch rate is going to be the second highest in a season since 1920. So how is it helping? No, guys are getting hit like crazy. So that doesn't jibe with me. That doesn't seem to make sense to me. If guys are getting hit like crazy right now, and they're going to take this away, and they're going to get hit even more. Is that the thought process? I don't necessarily believe it.
No, they say it's going to be safer. They say it'll be safer for the guys in the batter's box when you remove all of this stuff. Which, okay, I mean, then I don't know why the hitters would have any problem with it, and they probably don't. So it's just going to be the pitchers,
mm-hmm,
and that splinters the union, and the enforcement will be messy. We'll see how it goes. Richard Deitch on how we consume baseball nationally at 3 o'clock. The mayor of Arlington Heights at 3:40. Lance Lynn at 4:20. I got a fact for Matt Spiegel about his beloved game of baseball. It's next on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Arozarena smashes this ball to right, and it is gone. Randy Arozarena makes it 4-2 on the first home run allowed in the career of Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, it's June. No one gives a
Lance Lynn, it's June. Nobody gives a bleep. He'll be on the show around 4:20, 4:25 today. Richard Deitch, sports media critic from The Athletic, joins us in 10 minutes about how to improve the national consumption of Major League Baseball. But Matt Spiegel, I have a stat for you.
Okay.
That you probably don't know about your beloved game of baseball.
Bring it, Danny.
You won't see this on baseballreference.com or Stats Inc. or the Fielding Bible or Pitcher Savant or whatever other websites you go to.
Some of those were even correct.
That you traffic in your game.
Pitcher
Savant. Quantifies everything joylessly. Here's your stat.
Uh-huh.
Final score of the baseball game last night between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Was what? What was the score of that game, Matt Spiegel?
I forget.
I didn't mean to ask you.
5-2, Matt. 5-2, thank you.
5-2.
It's 3-2. And
I
then
told
I saw
Matt
it.
In his headset to try to be a good teammate.
Thank you.
I said it over the air to be a bad teammate.
Yeah. I knew it was.
What is 5+2 equal?
7.
What is 7 smaller than?
7.5.
Which means an under bet at 7.5 would be a
win.
Which means you would be 1-0 if you were betting baseball, my friend.
You were trying to get me to bet baseball. I said, hammer that under for Glasnow and Lynn. Yeah, and I was right by half a run because it was 7.5, wasn't it?
Yes, so that's it. Oof. That's a cover.
That's tough.
It's a tough game. But you said yesterday so cavalierly, I'd probably be pretty good at betting baseball. Because I know so much about it from my Fielding Bibles and my savants and my metrics.
Do we have the moment last week when Danny said, "You're listening to Matt Spiegel's baseball show," and then we signed off? Do we have that moment? Because that was funny. I'm sure I'd be a terrible baseball bettor. Tanny's point yesterday that Pete Rose did not do well was an excellent one right there that Pete Rose kept chasing. And he was in control of some things and still was
But
not
really,
able to
what
do
did
it.
He know? But really, what did he know about your game? Was it his game?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I give it to him. So I won that bet. I think I won another bet today. Don't you guys? Didn't I win $100 today? Because Matt Nagy says there's just no way, man. It's just no way for your week one boy, for your Justin Fields dreaming. Ain't going to happen there, Parco. Says it's Andy Dalton's job, said on the Pro Football Focus podcast. You want to pay me now? You want to buy a couple of meals?
I'm assuming we don't have time to play the cut that Matt Spiegel
introduced
at the very end of the hour.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
Stepping on the presentation for later. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Stepped on it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
Got it. All falls apart.
All right.
Well.
Hey, folks, you ever had a job where everybody hates you? That's where I am right now. Got angry teammates in every direction.
It's just a questionable yes and. You derailed the baseball conversation.
I did.
Well,
because we're going to have more baseball conversation.
We are.
At the top. Yeah.
It's true. But here's the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I trust Matt Nagy.
Oh, God, boy, I miss Pat Manley. Sorry, go ahead.
What? Because you were in control? Because you were in the driver's seat?
I was in the power chair!
Oh, God.
Wasn't that good a show? We had our moments.
Yeah, you had your moments. But, I mean, it was you're a football guy.
Yeah, we had a good time.
What the hell's going on out here?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's a fair question. Fair question of what's going on out here. But no, I'm not worried about Matt Nagy and these comments in whatever month we're in about Justin Fields on a podcast. I'm not worried about the White Sox loss last night. I am trying to get you to consider gambling. And yeah, all will be fine.
All right, so let's keep tabs. We'll keep tabs on the bets that I would have made. Right?
That was the idea of the genesis of the bet, to see if you actually would be a good bettor. So look at it today and tell me what you think.
Okay.
With everybody going, you know, tell me about the locals. Tell me whichever game you want to do.
See, there's like a spread thing in terms of betting on the games themselves, right?
Yeah, well, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. No, tell me who you think's going to win.
I could look at
they're going to be in the game.
I could look at parlocks. Maybe Shane's got a parlock for me that I could consider.
Who quit the show, actually?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, the parlock prince.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you for addressing me properly.
This show
Dr.
is
Dr. Parlock.
This show is produced by Dr. NBA and the Parlock Prince.
I did not go through my extra schooling like the doctor sitting to my right.
Princes don't go through schooling. Princes are born into royalty.
Yeah, I was born with the golden spoon.
It's a birthright.
Okay. He's a birthright as the Parlock Prince.
Okay.
The Parlock King one day will die, and Shane will take over and become the Parlock King.
Because he will kill the Parlock King.
Got very Shakespearean all of a sudden.
Yes, and a violent overthrow of a coup.
What do you guys think about Princess Diana? Think that was an inside job? Or Diane? Which one is it?
Diana.
Diana, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it.
You're both... Maybe you did it.
The Parlock Prince did it?
She was on the early end of gambling, and I needed to. All right, well, it's been
a
good
man,
day.
Yeah, man, really good show today. That Cubs game's coming up shortly here, so.
Oh, God.
Need direct.
Yeah, hit that Cubs bet, please.
Richard Deitch, we want to know how Major League Baseball could do a better job of getting these games in front of a national audience. Should there have been a scenario for Rays and White Sox, two of the top three teams in the sport, to be on national TV when that matchup comes around? What's going to happen when ESPN gets out of the game with Monday and Wednesday night baseball to baseball on a national level? Richard Deitch next on The Score.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, one of those things. Not a good one of those things, but one of those things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.